love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Guta, and welcome to our Star Wars Shine Show,
the Gleep Glossary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Live to the audience.
Thanks. That's great. Everyone, we got a big show for you tonight. We're doing Count Dooku is here, and yes, I'm the Gleep Master, and these are my glops, but I'm joined with some other glops that you may know, some friends of mine. First up, Andrew.
Yo!
That's right. I know where this is going.
Yeah. More show coming, folks. Don't worry about it. And of course, Steve Sadak.
Yes, I'm a Sith Master.
Woo! All right, yes. And of course, coming up next, folks, you know him, you love him, Chris Cabin.
Ahoy, ahoy there.
Oh, come on. You got to get up for Chris
Cabin. Few in the back. Yep, give it up for Chris.
Those are my people right there. Hey, guys.
Yeah. All right.
Let's do it. Let's do it tonight, guys.
Chris's family in the crowd.
Hey, Mom, I'm here. I made it.
Oh, people love the family stuff. It's nice to see that your mother's in the crowd. Very heartwarming for everyone here.
Of course.
So, as always, we read from the Star Wars Essential Guide to Characters. This month, though, Count Dooku, it's the new Essential Guide to Characters.
Okay.
Text by Daniel Wallace, and I'm not going to go through all the stupid shit on Wikipedia, I should say.
No, careful there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this the crowd from The Shining picture? This is really has a haunted quality to it.
You don't want the crowd to turn on you, Chris. Let me just say.
I'm ready for it, Chris.
Uh-huh. You want the crowd to turn on you, Chris?
No, I'll tell you this. It's definitely the laughs of the long dead. Yeah, you're uncomfortable, but you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I'm not going to go through every single detail that was in the cartoons and in the comics and in the video. This is the book that was written, and we're going to do it by the book.
Can I say up front about Dooku
quickly? Yes, please.
It's a thing that totally sucks, and, this, of course, is rampant in Star Wars, but I think Dooku is one of the most egregious examples of, like, a character that was bad fucking ass with what little he had to do in the prequels, played by Christopher Lee, totally fucking great. But then, like, his larger presence in Star Wars overall is, like, just some fucking cartoon character.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I agree with you. They agree with you. I think Count Dooku was wasted. He could have been really something. We could have really dug into it. Apparently, at one point he was the Jedi Master training Qui-Gon Jinn. You don't hear about that in the movies.
Nope. No, I mean, maybe if there's another Kenobi season, they're going to get, like, I don't know, like a flashback of Dooku. He's got like a rat tail kind of a thing.
Yeah, just the Young Dooku.
The Young Dooku series would light the world on fire. I'm serious. It would be amazing. You could see someone fall to the dark side in an interesting and compelling way, maybe. I don't know.
And honestly, Jude Law and John Malkovich would be good leads for a Dooku series. Mm. Either one of them, you bring them on. I think they got the gravitas.
What, both playing Dooku? What are you talking
about? They're both playing the young Pope.
Oh, the Pope. Oh, it was a Pope joke. Sorry, I missed it. I haven't seen those. Are they good?
The first one is your guy directed him, Sorrentino.
I know, and when the first one aired, like, I think I didn't have HBO at the time or something, and I just completely fell behind with it.
I enjoyed the first season. I only, like, watched one or two episodes of the second one, but
got it.
I like Malkovich, so.
But they're playing the same pope was the idea?
It's their different popes.
They're different popes.
They're different popes, I believe, yes.
Sorry, welcome back to Pope Chat.
Oh, you are right. You are right to prove.
Oh, man. You got some Protestants in the crowd.
You got the audio from the end of society here, Eric? Thank you.
Chris, don't test it. So to start the entry here, okay. It's a short one this month, of course, because Count Dooku, of course, had not much to do.
And he was a little shorter by the end of the prequels, too.
That's what we question. Does this go all the way through the beheading, or do we leave it where he's on that fucking motorbike being like, I'll get you next time, Gadget?
We leave it with Get You Next Time, Gadget, because book came out in between Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith.
Can't wait never to be decapitated.
But I have a little amendment here about his how he does eventually die, and we will get to that. Okay,
they're hungry for it.
To start it off, bronzium busts of many great Jedi masters line the walls of the Jedi Temple's archives room.
Mm.
Of these masters, 20 abandoned their lives of service to walk other paths. Count Dooku was by far the most tragic for leaving the Jedi Order.
Hang on a second. So we got like a hall of busts with famous Jedi and whatnot, and then motherfuckers that literally traded to the other side, and we are not taking down those monuments.
No,
in fucking Jedi Temple Hall. Are you kidding me?
When you said escaped their lives, I was like, oh, did they all commit suicide? Like, pretty dark shit, dude.
We're not gonna take them down. That's our history right there. You understand? That's right. A monument to history up there.
It's heritage, not hate. It's not my fault that, you know, Robert E. Lee was a secret Sith Lord.
I mean, I don't know. Those motherfuckers literally had their own money, and we still have a fucking Dooku bust up in the Hall of Jedi. I just think that's ignorant.
I mean, yeah, we shouldn't have monuments to separatists. Am I right, folks?
Agreed.
So, so they abandoned their lives of service to walk other paths. Count Dooku is by far the most tragic in leaving the Jedi Order, he joined the ranks of the Sith. So some of the other guys just, I don't know, caught a bus out of town.
Was his name, so his real name was Dooku? That's what his real, like,
Jeff Dooku?
Real name was Dooku. His Sith name was Tyrannus.
That's right. I always forget that part.
Oh, yeah. Doug.
Much better. Much better. Tyrannus versus Dooku? Come on.
Yeah, I'm Doug Dooku. I'm interning here in the Galactic Senate.
I do like the Count thing, of course, callback to his Dracula movies.
But in a time of, you know, knights, as like the Jedi and the Sith are, I mean, wouldn't you go with the Tyrannus over a Dooku asks you to the fair dance? You say no. A fucking Tyrannus does. Well, you kind of have to, I guess.
Well, because you want to see that hog. You want to see that Tyrannus hog.
Oh, yeah. It's big. Yeah, it's for you sure.
You don't want to see that turgid Dooku dick.
No, thank you. No, thank you on that sense.
Although he never sat on the Jedi Council, Dooku earned the respect of his peers through his expertise as a lightsaber instructor and his principled stance on government.
Oh, boy. Welcome Yikes. To beginning to lightsaber. No, you will not be receiving a lightsaber in this class. This is about lightsaber history.
Dooku believed that the Republic had grown corrupt and that the Jedi should no longer serve such a rotten system.
Yeah. I only teach lightsaber during the tourist season. In the off season, I just do it recreationally while tending bar at a little watering hole in town.
Close till late March on the door.
Yeah, totally, dude. Jedi school? It's like a fucking ski academy comedy, but just with Jedis? Oh, absolutely.
I would love to watch that. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you people? Maybe maybe Disney Plus might be listening. We can get some.
Seriously, Disney, 300 fake people can't be wrong.
Okay, get this. A fucking, like, a High Republic era boob comedy type of thing. How about that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you know what's funny is it would be like kind of like a Meatballs thing, but the unfortunate thing is the title Spaceballs is taken. So we'd have to figure out a title, but yeah, like a Star Wars boob comedy, we could fucking do that and excel at it mightily.
That would be, I mean, that's a damn breaking situation because they've been holding back the sex for so long.
Yeah, that's a good point.
In those series, they're like, all right, you know what? 5 hard X-rated boob comedies. How about that?
Oh my God, wouldn't that be amazing? Like, I don't care how many things I have to log into to get past the kid zone, you know? Give me the extra layer of security that you're going to want.
I mean, look, I'm not talking about like those comedies we watched at Eric's bachelor party. I'm talking about like maybe like a Porky's.
Or, you know what? Like a Police Academy thing.
Oh, and, yeah, there you go, dude.
And you know, Yoda sits down and he's getting a blowjob by accident. You're not, you know?
You're not even thinking about synergy. This could be a partnership between Disney Plus and Brazzers Plus that could really send us into the next state of erotica and, you know, entertainment.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, Baconate with a breakfast Baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Finally get all the stories back in there that Burt Reynolds' character in Boogie Nights was complaining about, you know?
So many on the council sympathized but argued that to cut ties with the Republic would you'd be abandoning the citizens you were sworn to protect.
Yeep.
After the Battle of Naboo, Dooku announced his resignation from the Jedi Order and then disappeared.
That's enough of this bullshit. I resign.
None of his fellow Jedi knew where he had gone.
The door hit you on the way out. Don't let.
Took him a second to get it. I guess. Yeah.
They're not the smartest crowd.
No.
Oh, come on! Come on! Come on! We got a whole show to do here. You were warning me about this. We got a show, Chris. We have a show to do.
Uh huh. I know.
Chris.
Yes.
No, I'm just doing the fake thing.
No, we can't do the fake thing. Some people don't like the fake thing. We got to mix it up.
Me included. I'm happy to actually talk to real people.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm not loving it myself. But anyway, Dooku had begun training with Darth Sidious.
Uh-oh, that pervert. Here we go.
He'd come to believe that through the dark side, he could shape the Galactic Order to fit his vision.
Look, I'm just trying to stop the steal, all right?
I mean, you want to talk about lateral career moves? You know, he's like head of accounts of the Jedi Council. He's in his mid-70s.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He goes to the other fucking side and is like, ooh, sorry, all I have for you is an apprentice.
Totally.
The pay is good. The title is not fantastic.
I mean, the good thing is you could live forever, technically. So the fact that you're like 800 years old doesn't really matter.
Sidious, having just lost Darth Maul, poor guy. Oh my God, that must have broke him up inside, right?
So you're saying my 401k cannot transfer over? Great. You know, this reminds me of the totally embarrassing Earth film, The Internship, with Robert De Niro.
Or was it The Intern? One of them is fucking Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn.
Intern for De Niro, I think, right,
yes,
Chris?
Okay. Yeah, it's him and like he's working for Anne Hathaway, just fucking debasing himself, like fucking Morty Seinfeld working at Peterman's. That's just tough to watch.
Oh my God,
that sounds terrible. Yeah, but that's essentially what he's doing here. This old Dooku, fuck.
Yeah.
So yeah, oh my God, lost Darth Maul. Oh my God, we only know what we have until it's gone.
That's what Jason Chapman said.
You know, I guess I do need another apprentice. It's time to move on. He's not coming back. He's just not coming back. Could you dye your face red and black by any chance?
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Him going full vertigo over this, that would be really, that would make me very happy.
I shall not be using a double-sided lightsaber.
So Sidious knew he didn't have the time to train a new Sith apprentice from infancy.
I mean,
oh man,
that's a little much, right. Isn't it?
Yeah,
isn't it? That's a little much, huh? Right? Bit, like, oh my God, much. Could you imagine? Oh, God, stealing a baby. Oh my Lord. Anyway, so he was happy to have snared such a venerable Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Now we
get. Your resume is quite impressive. Yeah, you seem to have been floundering around for the last 30 years, but you know, you can get in there.
I mean, I really do. I like the application and everything, but could you tell? Do you know of any very powerful babies I could find? I'm looking for very powerful babies to train.
I mean, look, it's. Nothing against you personally or anything like that. It's just I'm looking for more of a long-term partnership, and I mean not for nothing. You're about as old as I am. I think you actually, if you do the math, I think you're even older than me, Dooku. Also, your picture on Sithed In has dark hair. It's clearly 20 to 30 years ago, and now sitting in front of me. Yes. I mean, come on, Dooku. None of us have those sideburns anymore, man.
Yeah, it's like a boomer's Facebook photo.
Well, you put the photo up for when you won the big game, dude.
Oh, yes. When you threw that football over the mountain.
Yeah, when you did the Al Bundy.
So now renamed Darth Tyrannus... Or it's if you put the R a little further, you know, it could be Darth Trianus here, but
Trianus?
It's T-Y-R-A-N-U-S.
Yeah, no, I know.
So if you move the R one over, yeah, you know, it's Trianus, right? Uh-huh. Folks, am I alone here?
We love Trianus.
It's not like trianal, like trianus, like it's a fucking cut of beef. That's what it sounds like.
Well, I've been with you to a steakhouse. If
here
they
we
had
go.
Anus
here
on
we
the
go.
Menu.
How did I fucking know? Drag it out again.
Eating buttholes like it's no tomorrow. I mean, right?
They were testicles. We weren't eating assholes.
It was a delicacy, Eric. Rocky Mountain oysters is a delicacy.
You got a few fans of Rocky Mountain oysters here tonight. Thanks for coming out, folks. Yeah, no, there won't be any ass to eat on the way home unless you ask one of these guys really nicely.
There might be dipping sauces for it, though. You never know. There might be some nice dipping sauces.
There was some horseradish. We had a marinara, I think. You get a little lemon on there.
Oh, yeah.
So Count Dooku recruited the bounty hunter Jango Fett to serve as the template for the secret clone army that would be grown on the planet Kamino.
It was like calamari, but they were testicles. Dude. That's all I'm saying.
This actually tells you why you don't hire young babies for everything. Because then you can't put a baby in charge of a clone army. You get Dooku in there. He hits the ground running. He's got an infrastructure in place almost immediately.
That's true. That's true. A baby would not be good at the managerial skills you might need.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe the boss baby. That's probably
one
of the good ones.
I bet he fell to the dark side a long time ago. Right?
Also, I don't know if babies. Go ahead.
That's what I wanted to say.
You wanted to say suck it.
You just wanted to say suck it.
Suck it.
Okay,
suck
that's
it.
Good. That's suck good to it. Say suck it a lot.
Suck it.
Babies,
hey Chris, suck it.
I know. I'm very aware. Babies don't look good in the Imperial uniforms. I think. I think this is where we're gonna have an issue here. Onesies aren't gonna look great.
Oh my God! You just reminded me of something, Chris. This is a real stop the presses situation. I was at the movies today, and they had a commercial for that Star Wars hotel / experience or whatever. Where you're like on a ship, and it appears as if there's some
I mean, yeah,
but this is what I was, I noticed was really weird. So they're like, oh, you participate in a story. This is what I gleaned from the commercial. And it looks to be something where it's like something, something, Chewbacca got fucking kidnapped and you got to like help break him free or whatever. But part of it is like, you
fucking
know,
Chewbacca, what an asshole.
Part of it is like, oh, you live the Star Wars experience. And there are little kids with like Imperial fucking hats on, like giving orders. And then you see Chewbacca in handcuffs. And I was like, so how did this family decide that like it's like
I would join the Empire if I went there for sure. You know what? The thing is, I'm kind of interested in this because it's a Star Wars land. And I've actually never been to any amusement park besides Six Flags once when I was like, ooh, 13.
Sure, but I'm just saying, if you get a shot to see this commercial, it is hilarious because there's a little girl dressed as an Imperial officer pointing a Wookiee towards his execution. I mean, it's incredible.
It's 2023. We can have little Orson Krennics of any gender. Like, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. I mean,
you stand here in my achievement. I'm arresting you, Mads Mikkelsen.
Oh,
be careful
shit.
Not to choke on your Lego pieces. You're a fucking baby.
Lil Krennic, dude. Oh, yeah.
Lil Krennic would be great. Woo. So he began stirring up some anti-republic sentiment among the outlying systems. This Dooku did.
Oh, no.
Then Dooku eventually came out of his self-imposed exile, alleging that Supreme Chancellor Palpatine had done little to curb governmental corruption.
Wow.
Here's something real quick, though. Dooku's being played here, right? Because basically, like, you know...
He's dumb enough to think that Palpatine and Sidious are different, or is he helping arrange a false flag? I wish the fucking movie knew.
No, that would be nice.
Sidious / Palpatine... is just using him to get a hotter young piece down the road. You know
that's
what I
true.
Mean?
Ooh, that's true, dude.
He's just like, oh, look how good I am with this old bastard. I would treat you even better.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, he's just looking for that nice hot young piece of ass.
Exactly, because, yeah, what... Once you wear the ring, everyone's like, oh, wow, that guy is a young apprentice, has an apprentice. That's pretty cool. I could see myself being that guy's apprentice. If he didn't have an apprentice, I would think that he wasn't serious about commitment, you know, like that kind
right.
This is, if we're going to get like Andor, like what the city life or what like the political world of Star Wars is, I would much prefer to watch the Emperor go to like a Sith fundraiser and go around and be like, do you have a baby I could use? Do you have a baby I could use? I mean, oh, you're here for the Dark Lord. Come on now.
You could model them as like those, you always see the fucking hidden camera videos of like CPAC conventions and shit or whatever. Like, have it be that. Like fucking Sidious comes out and, you know, because you always see these fucking Republicans come out like it's professional wrestling. There's like smoke machines going off and the shattered glass Stone Cold Steve Austin theme song type thing plays. And it's like, presenting Lauren Boebert. Like,
yeah,
you can do that kind of shit.
You got to do that when you're, you know, your whole convention, you're throwing for people with a IQ of under 70. I like the political jokes, this grad. All right. So where were we here? Okay. You were finished with your thought, right?
Oh, most definitely.
So Dooku, what am I saying?
Sudoku?
Sudoku called for the systems to create a republic of their own design. So this is the whole separatist movement here we're getting into. Yeah. Nearly 200 systems walked out to join him, and the republic protesting the illegality of the movement began what would become a two-year debate over the legitimacy of the Confederacy of Independent Systems.
Wow. Yep, we are just really... fucking stopping the steal in Star Wars, dude.
And again, like, it would be interesting to see any of this as opposed to like, oh, why don't you, Obi-Wan, go to a diner and then fucking go to see Count Dooku?
You're absolutely right.
But is this
right.
the we kind of stuff that Are they packing this into cartoons? Like, are we getting that political on the cartoons?
I think we are. I think they backloaded, like, oh, we got to make this fucking narrative make some kind of sense. So we'll throw it in the Clone Wars cartoon or whatever. I haven't seen them all. But in, I think, Attack of the Clones, Dooku does meet with certain separatist movements around a table, and it's a terrible fucking scene. There's a guy from the techno trade union or whatever, and he's got like a he looks like a underwater seaman.
Uh-huh.
Not like that, folks. I meant like a mariner outfit, you know?
Oh, not like a sturgeon or anything?
Oh, dude, more fish people in Star Wars, please. Yeah,
oh, absolutely. I would love it. So when terrorist bombings began, plaguing course.
Oh, course, man.
Always a good place to start.
A couple fans. Terrorist bombings out there.
Yeah. Oh, don't we love terrorism, folks? We love terrorism.
It's see, when I do terrorism, it's patriotic. So the terrorist bombings are going. Many senators blamed the secessionists and debated creating a standing military force. Meanwhile, the Republic struggled with the concept of raising an army. Dooku simply bought one. Mm. He met with the trade representatives He met with the representatives of the Trade Federation, Commerce Guild, Intergalactic Banking Clan, Techno Union. This is the scene I was talking about. The movie has started. I hope you have your popcorn.
Fire out the projector.
Listen, I'm going to need, call it 2 million clones by Q3 of next year. What what are we talking here? What's the damage? What's going to run me exactly?
Yes. Well, they're not going to work. Whatever you think. I don't know what to tell you, man. You want that kind of order, they're not going to work.
I don't want to be bogged down in meetings. I just want to order my clones, know that they're on the way, and then when things are going poorly, I'll have them ready for me.
Well, could you accelerate their growth so that, you know, I don't care if they die in a few years. I don't.
Look, listen, all I want is a clone army and no questions asked. Perhaps just one special request. No New Zealand accents, if you please.
Oh, that's going to be a problem, pal, because the quickest one we can get you a British one, but it's going to take you an extra 6 months. New Zealand, we got right at the ready. Got it right in the front of the store.
Of a bitch. All right. Fine, they can all sound like peaceful New Zealanders. Yes, my big rough and tumble clone army.
Yeah, because we have to fly in the British ones. We have a New Zealander who just stays here with us all the time.
So, where were we? Yes, the popcorn is gone, the projector has run, and now we are, you know, Dooku offers them economic concessions that would line their pockets in exchange for their war machines, but Obi-Wan Kenobi, Anakin Skywalker, and Padme Amidala discovered Dooku's operation on Genosis. What do you know?
I never saw that coming.
So the Count failed in his attempts to kill them and fled Genosis, but not before facing his former master Yoda in a test of lightsabers.
Can I not trust one of my octogenarian Sith lords to kill these fuckers? God damn it.
So his loss to Yoda was of little consequence for Dooku, who escaped to his true master, Darth Sidious.
Oh, wow.
End the book entry, but I got a little Captain's Log supplemental over here. After years of maneuvering the galaxy into a state of war, the Clone Wars began when the newly formed Republic military invaded Genosis, as we're sort of talking about that just right now. As the leader of the Separatists, Dooku delegated military authority to a cadre of subordinates. Himself, including trained by himself, one General Grievous.
This is
the lightsaber 101, dude.
Grievy.
I mean, did you train him or did you put like the right fucking chip in there that makes his lightsabers go? Is my question.
I don't know.
Program thing?
Mm-hmm.
While Grievous was trained only in the art of lightsaber combat, Ventress.
What? What are you saying?
Ass jizz.
Okay.
Ass jizz. Okay.
All right. Let me. Okay. I'll drop it in the chat. You tell me how to say that.
Assage.
No, there you go.
Acai bowls.
What? How the fuck did you get that? Are you looking at the same word as me?
I was maybe being a joke here.
Julian Assange. Julian Assange.
Oh, dude, the galaxy's greatest villain.
Asa JJ.
Yes.
Sure. It's Asa JJ. Yeah, it's Asa JJ. All right, I'll go with that.
Asa JJ Ventress. Well, you know, and then Asa JJ was strong with the Force, affording her the opportunity to learn the ways of the dark side from Dooku. Sick. The Sith, however, remained faithful to Darth Bane's rule of two. Okay, here we go. Here's some dumb stuff, folks.
Darth Bane.
Oh, yes. You only know of the dark side. I was born in it.
What an idiot. Not you, Darth Bane.
No,
Darth
Bane would have to be the only cut Sith Lord, right? None of them seem to have the muscularity.
You're saying he's circumcised?
No, like the cut.
No, he's jacked.
Jacked, you know, like
he's jacked. He's jacked.
Don't laugh at the dick jokes. Don't laugh at the dick jokes.
He's jerking off. He's jacking off. His yes. Uncut.
Absolutely, Eric. That's 100% what's happening.
Okay, well, you know what else is happening is the Sith are adhering to that rule of two that Darth Bane put into place.
Oh, no.
All right, yeah, I love the rule of two. It makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, so Dooku was compelled to betray his disciple, I guess that's Asa JJ, after Sidious became suspicious of his own apprentice's intentions, though he sought to replace Ventress with Savage Opress and later Quanen Voss, Dooku ultimately remained beholden to his master's will.
So
Savage Opress, Savage Opress, the dumbest name in Star Wars. Am I right, folks?
Yes. Right next to that's Bad Evil.
That's Darth Maul's brother, Savage Opress.
Come on.
That sucks.
I think he's a little more jacked, and he's probably cut too, Chris.
Got it.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's good.
And also, if you started dating him, you'd get cut too once you start necking, and he's got those fucking horns on his head. You know, he leans over and he cuts you there a little bit when you're making out.
You definitely have to be careful.
I think he's poking you.
He probably has some. Probably has some horns in the pumpkin patch too, right above the dick. Probably just a few horns right there.
Expand on that.
The pumpkin.
look, if it stands to reason.
Yeah,
You got a bare area somewhere. There's going to be horns there. If you have horns on your head, why not have horns down there?
Chris, you're killing it today. The crowd loves you. I love it, baby.
Thank you. Mom, I did it again just by making dick jokes. Thank you.
So, Dooku, beholden.
Interesting thing to find emotional.
Chris and his mom.
I know.
It's a beautiful story.
It's like when Letterman would do remotes with his mom. You know,
she's very proud.
Great lady.
She is in Indiana now, too.
Indiana, funny state. So this will all be his undoing, blah blah blah. By the third year of the war, Dooku and Grievous had succeeded in abducting Chancellor Palpatine. Okay, this is a cartoon plot line. So Dooku and Grievous abducted Chancellor Palpatine or something as per Sidious's plan from the Republic capital of Coruscant. During the ensuing battle, you know, maybe someone's going to correct me and maybe it was in the
abducted
movie. Abducted
Palpatine per Sidious's plan? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. So
that's the same person, right?
It sure is, folks.
Interesting.
Well, I guess it's kind of like if Superman was like, every time Superman's like, oh, that wimp Clark Kent, am I right?
Oh,
you know what
sure,
I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So during the battle,
I think she kidnapped herself.
During the Battle of Coruscant, he was confronted and defeated by the Jedi Knight Anakin Skywalker.
That's one way to put it, right up. Yeah, you're goddamn right.
Who then summarily executed Dooku by beheading.
I think that is the greatest Star Wars death until got into like Andor fucking shooting people in the face in that first episode and so on. The murder that show is awesome.
Yeah.
But that is, it's still also the funniest death in Star Wars, is that you just see like the little blip of the head falling off his body.
Yes, finally someone took over the role that was held by Boba Fett before.
Yeah, it's
funniest
true.
Death.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
I love, because you know, as a cut up myself, I thought it was. I enjoy. Part of the reason I like Fett is he's funny, because I want to die too. Oh.
There you go. At least in a funny way. Yeah.
In a funny way, of course. I'm a showman.
You have to find connection to all these characters. I mean, you got to find some way to connect to them, right, Eric?
Thank
you.
And that's the only way I'm ever going to get close to anything like this is dying, right?
Possible.
So in the days following Dooku's death, Palpatine revealed to the Jedi that he was in fact Darth Sidious, who had betrayed his apprentice in order to replace him with a younger and more powerful Skywalker. With the subsequent fall of the Jedi Order, page turn, Sidious was consolidated his power in declaring himself Emperor of the Galactic Republic, which Tyrannus had been had an instrumental role in establishing.
Tyrannus.
As for Skywalker, he succeeded the late Darth Tyrannus as Sidious's third and last apprentice, resulting in the transformation into Darth Vader and proving his slain victim's words of sensing fear, hate, and anger.
Dude, total corporate move. You force the old guy out. You bring in the young guy at like one third the salary. You know what I mean?
You bet your ass, dude. Mm-hmm. You bet your ass. That dude had been there for fucking years. He knew the job inside and out.
Exactly.
And because of that experience, he got a little too pricey for you. Fuck that shit, dude.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? Like you're saying, you're going to get a baby? I mean, Anakin's kind of a baby. He's a man child.
Yeah.
No, he's a total little.
You got to train this guy on how to do the ins and outs of fucking subverting major galactic governments. Are you kidding
me? I would love to see Anakin put together a clone army. That I would love to
yes.
see.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely, dude. A functioning clone army? No way.
No, it's not happening. You might as well put fucking Jeff Spicoli and fucking do it. Get him to do it.
I would like an unfunctioning clone army where they come out all dead, you know?
All goopy and shit. They're just leaking out of their suits.
Yeah, just leaking, dude. And that has been the Gleep Glossary for the month. What have we learned this month? Andrew, what do you think?
Oh, man. I mean, I learned that, you know, sometimes you get locked into a career position, and if you don't play your cards right, man, you are going to see yourself just being debased, you know, being the low rung on the ladder at fucking 75 like Dooku here. Just be thankful for every day. That's what I learned.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yes, preach. Steven Sadak, what do you think? Any parting shots for this?
No, I just, you know, I'm a big fan of Dooku. I always loved that crooked lightsaber of his.
Oh, yes. Really thank you for bringing that up, because it looks like you can pump gas with it.
Yes.
I love that.
It's like a downward angle.
Exactly. I guess because, you know, that's how you're using it kind of a thing, which would be helpful if you're fighting a little green motherfucker. You know what I mean?
Can I tell you, right, all joking aside, I always assume, even back in 2005, watching Attack of the Clones, the last one there, Sith, Revenge of the Sith, where you see that thing in action hardcore, I just assumed because he was old and had arthritis, and that's why he needed, like, the ergonomically correct lightsaber. Yeah.
I can't bend my thumb around like that anymore.
Also, it'd be cool if like there's just setting on it where it could just turn solid and be a cane.
Definitely.
He's got all that rubber shit in his shower too. Yeah.
Or maybe the lightsaber doesn't have to turn solid. You just put like, you put a little tennis ball on the end of it, and then you can use it to touch the ground, you know?
Got it. Yep.
It won't cut through the flooring and whatnot. You got the little tennis ball on there.
Smart.
All good ideas.
Chris Cabin, what are we feeling?
I think, you know what? I think, Dooku, it takes chutzpah to see a listing for a job for infants and say, I'm 97 years old. I'm going to knock this out the park. Here, me and Sidious, we're going to get some things done here. He loses his head. I think he is the right person in the right job. But then you couldn't have, you could not have expected an Anakin Skywalker to walk in there.
No. Sure.
He was the one. He's the chosen one. So he thought he was going to have a long, you know, he was going to get the immortality serum like his boss. But he did. Yes. He got his head cut off. And that's too bad. That's really too bad for Dooku.
So that's going to do it for this month on the Gleep Glossary. I'd like to thank our studio audience, of course. Give yourselves a round of applause.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you. The real heroes. The real heroes out there.
So Woo! Many dudes without shirts on. I love it.
Well, until next month, I've been Eric Siska.
DJ Asa JJ.
Steven Zadak. Chris Cabin.
And now go and shoot yourself. This has been the Gleep Glossary. Thank you again, guys. Yes, we love you. Yay! Thank you, Coruscant.